Starter Frankie Montas was roughed up in a 4-run fourth inning as the Oakland Athletics edged the Brewers 4-3. Oakland avoided a sweep. Milwaukee got home runs from Willy Adames and Gary Sanchez, but only managed to come up with two more hits Sunday. Montas gave up all four runs in 6 innings of pitching. The Brewers come out of the weekend with a 10-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Central Division standings. They are off tonight, returning home to host the San Francisco Giants starting tomorrow. With final rosters due tomorrow, several players had a final shot at earning a job with the Packers in the final preseason game. Green Bay won 30-7, but the score wasn't the important thing coming out of Saturday. Defensive end Aaron Mosby had a strip sack resulting in a touchdown and also an interception. Linebacker Christian Welch created a turnover for the third straight game. It will become apparent whether those efforts were enough. The Packers begin the regular season a week from Friday in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has released its non-conference schedule for the upcoming season. The action starts with an October 30th exhibition at home against UW River Falls. The regular season starts November 4th when Holy Cross visits the Kohl Center. High-profile contests against non-conference opponents include Arizona at the Kohl Center November 15th and a short trip to Milwaukee for a game against in-state rival Marquette December 2nd. Here's Wisconsin's non-conference schedule. October 30th, they will host UW River Falls in an exhibition. November 4th, they'll host Holy Cross. November 7th, they'll host Montana State. November 10th, they'll host Appalachian State. November 15th, they'll host Arizona. November 18th, they'll host UT Rio Grande Valley. November 22nd, they'll play UCF in the Greenbrier tip-off. On November 24th, they'll play either LSU or Pitt in the Greenbrier tip-off. On November 30th, they'll host Chicago State. On December 7th, they'll be at Marquette. On December 14th, they'll play Butler in the Indy Classic. And December 22nd, they'll host Detroit Mercy. The Wisconsin men's hockey program hosts the 10th annual Student Shootout September 25th. Students will start lining up for a shot at a free season tickets even before the doors open at 5:30 p.m. Any student who is in line by 8 o'clock p.m. will be allowed to take their shot. Admission is free and sticks and pucks will be provided. Hundreds of those season ticket packages will be on the line. The rest of the student tickets go on sale the next day, Thursday, September 26th, at 7:30 a.m. online at uwbadgers.com. In national news now, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge hits his 50th homer of the season, connecting in the first inning against the Colorado Rockies. Then he connected for number 51 in the 7th in New York's 10-3 victory. Judge drove an 0-2 changeup from Austin Gomber into the visiting bullpen in left center to give the Yankees a 2-1 lead. It was his 18th homer in the first this season, matching Alex Rodriguez in 2001 for the major league record. Judge joined Rodriguez, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, and Babe Ruth as the only players in Major League history with 350 homer seasons. We're staying in the MLB. Boston Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen is enjoying his odd slice of baseball history as he prepares to become the first Major League player ever to appear in the same game for both teams. Jansen was in the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays when their June 26th game in Boston was suspended because of rain. It was rescheduled to be made up on Monday, Toronto's first trip back to Fenway Park. In the meantime, Jansen was traded to Boston. Red Sox manager Alex Cora has said he will put Jansen in the lineup when the game resumes. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.